Had a learning experience on the Senate floor this morning, Senator, learning about some things going on involving the Department of Revenue primarily.
Yes, it was very enlightening to me. I knew some of it was going on, but I didn't know to the extent. And I know the House is going to be upset, but to sit in the Senate and listen to that just really got my blood boiling to find out what Department of Revenue is doing. We knew they were doing it. There was a court injunction against it, but apparently some are going ahead and doing it and finding everything else is going out along with it. And how three different times they've lied to Senate leadership, to Senate budget chair twice, and other people that have made inquiries, and they just flat broke the law and lied about what they're doing. So it's far from over. I think we'll see a lot of continued investigation, best we can, to find out what happened. And I think there'll be some heads roll on this.
This, I guess, walk us through what exactly is going on. This essentially became public with the Stoddard County Revenue or License Office?
Yes, it happened down there, and that's where, and someone actually then went in and got a court injunction. The former Speaker Pro Tem here at the Senate's a judge down there, and he gave an injunction to have them stop. But when people were going in to renew their driver's license or their conceal and carry permit, they were asked for other documents, fishing license, birth certificate, et cetera, like that. They were being scanned, and that information was being forwarded to the Department of Homeland Security. And Homeland Security had given grant money out to the state to do this, and supposedly they were going to destroy it after they got the information they needed off of it. But it's my contention they had no business getting it. It's none of their business. And also, then, where's it going to go? What's this? What are they going to do with it? What's their purpose for doing that? And what's it open up to as far as theft, identity theft, and et cetera like that, and putting this information out there? And maybe not an unsecured network.
Exactly, and I believe somebody at least in either the Revenue Department or the Stoddard County License Bureau had said the information was not going to the feds, which in my mind prompted the question, where is it going then, if anywhere?
Yeah, supposedly my understanding is some others have said it's going to Homeland Security, and that's where the money came from to do this. Now, we weren't made aware of the money, and then apparently there was three different grants that we're aware of, and some of it was so simple. I mean, it's for big bucks, but it's for hole punchers and something you could buy at Walmart for probably 99 cents or get a good quality one at an office supply store for a buck or two, three. They were paying $139 for hole punches because it was Fed money and it was free. And it's not Fed money. It's not free. It came from the taxpayers.
You bring up a good point, too, and that is that the security aspect of this. We have heard of so many different organizations, the FBI, CIA, getting hacked by different people, organizations. Some say those in China are doing this. So it's become evident it's pretty easy to hack any database you want to hack. So if there's all this information, names, driver's license numbers, Social Security numbers, how far apart your eyes are, etc., seems to me like that would be pretty easy to find.
That last comment you said about how far apart your eyes are. Apparently, in the picture-taking process, they were using that technology where you could be identified by your eyes. And we were told that people would insist to wear their glasses if they would, but that would destroy the camera part of it. But that part, I mean, where is this going to stop? How far is this going? It's just way too far. And I can assure you the Senate is going to do everything, and I'm sure the House will cooperate, everything we can, and understand why Governor Nixon allowed this to happen under his watch, why the department director is allowing this to happen, and why we were lied to.